Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Mixed today in the grain futures. Midwest crops of corn and beans were both lower, while wheat futures were a touch higher. We had corn down about 6 cents, beans down 3 to 5 cents, and then wheat futures 1 to 3 higher in the Chicago and Kansas City wheat futures. Really, the talk today is coming really on behalf of the soybeans. There's a lot of a big battle going on here with soybeans. It looks like if yields come in above 42.5 bushels per acre, we could move lower here, maybe $12, maybe $11 a bushel. There's a lot of guys talking about that. But if yields come in below that and demand stays strong, you know, you're looking at $13.50 or $14. Now, the focus will begin to shift to what's going on in South America in this next year. As right now, the world market's paying for soybeans instead of corn. So if they do, in fact, plant a big soybean crop and it comes up successfully and they have a big harvest, look for prices to get lower and corn to get higher. But right now, it looks like both of them, for the short term anyway, will remain the same. Wheat futures, on the other hand, strong today. Mainly talk out of Russia and China that the demand for U.S. wheat will still be growing. But if there's any hiccup on the demand side or in the world economy regarding those two economies, we could move lower. You know, we've rallied about 80 cents here, and so they're looking for some sort of retracement here in the near future.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
There were several government reports yesterday afternoon with the crop condition and progress report. The U.S. soybean rating was 57% good to excellent, which was an improvement over the previous 53% 2 weeks ago. And then the harvest was at 63% complete, a little bit below the five-year average of 69% complete. Corn ratings were 60% good to excellent, where the previous release number was 55%. And the harvested acres for corn was 39% versus the five-year average of 53%. Most people were guessing over 40% there, so it was a little bit disappointing on that. And then U.S. winter wheat plantings were 79% completed, right at the five-year average. The emergence was 53%, and conditions were 65% good to excellent. And it looks like the weather patterns will remain, at least for the short term, relatively good for that crop overall. But that was the first numbers. We didn't have those numbers last week, so everybody was kind of anticipating numbers there. And that's part of what's driving the markets today. We have a little bit of rainfall forecast over the next few weeks, and then the long-term forecast here is actually a little bit cooler than normal as we get into the winter months here. And then there's some talk about South American weather being beneficial over the next little bit, and that's putting a cap on corn and beans, at least here short-term.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, October live cattle were up 97 cents at 131.10. October feeders up 22 at 166.05. December lean hogs were up $1.10 yesterday at $88.57. In our grain markets, Kansas City December wheat was up 4 1/4 cents at $7.65 1/2. Chicago December wheat up a penny at $7.75 a cent. Chicago December corn yesterday down 5 3/4 cents at $4.38 1/4. And November soybeans finished down a penny at $13.02 1/4. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.